This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. At least eight synagogues across Canada have received hate mail calling for the death of Jews. Four of the synagogues are in Toronto, two are in Montreal, one is in Hamilton, and one is in Edmonton. A photo on B'nai B'rith's website shows a letter containing the words "Jewry must perish" and a swastika scrawled onto a blood-soaked Star of David. Police in all four cities confirm they're investigating, and Toronto police say they are absolutely treating the incidents as hate crimes. It is so disappointing and disheartening to see this happening. And I have to say, especially at this time of year. Numbers to call 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. Right now, let's go to B'nai B'rith spokesperson, Daniel Corin. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Libby. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on to talk about this. What's your reaction?
Very similar to yours. Simply disheartening and disgusted at the same time that someone or someone's out there put out this, what is obviously a coordinated attack on the Jewish community in Canada, especially during the holiday of Hanukkah, which is ending today.
Mm-hmm. And the Christmas season, which is supposed to be about brotherly love.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Do you have any idea who the perpetrator is?
We do not at this point. What we are hearing, we were informed by the Montreal Hate Crimes Unit yesterday that indeed all police departments in each city are working together. They are working with Canada Post as well to decipher whether this came from one location or several. What we do know is that all of the synagogues received it on the same day, which was Monday this week. But there were two synagogues actually in Edmonton that received it last week, late last week, Thursday or Friday. And today we learned that a Calgary synagogue actually received the identical, you know, exact same letter as well. So whether or not that, you know, means perhaps it's coming from the west side of Canada, from Calgary or Edmonton, given that Edmonton synagogues had received it first, we're not sure. I know it's a lead, it's a possibility, but you know, we can't speculate any further.
Do you have any clues in the nature of the image?
That's a great question. Not necessarily. Unfortunately, this year we've seen the swastika all too many, you know, too many times in 2017. Not, mind you, in the form of a letter being sent around to people. That we really don't see as much. But otherwise, this year, you know, as our audit of anti-Semitic incidents will say, we've seen swastikas defacing buildings, university campuses. There was a high school in Vaughan this year that someone put graffiti, "Jews did 9/11," and there were swastikas and twin towers burning, and you know, it's just a terrible image, and we've seen it all too often this year.
Okay, has there been an increase from last year?
So we're still working on our numbers for the year 2017. So I wouldn't be able to speak to that absolutely. I would say it appears that we have seen more of the swastika as a symbol intended to promote hatred against Jews this year. But I can't say that absolutely until we do complete our audit, which normally comes out in April or May.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that, you know, we've seen, you know, a lot of white supremacists come out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a resurgence of the right in Europe. Is this, you think, part of that?
I think that this certainly is. Again, I don't want to speculate because you don't know. Like, anytime we see this, we do take it seriously. You know, and this could certainly be part of that reemergence, which we certainly have seen in Western Canada, in Vancouver, especially this year. We've seen several incidents of flyers, you know, promoting alt-right and neo-Nazi and white supremacist websites being distributed on two separate campuses in BC, and we've heard of other incidents where the swastika has been used as well. So it certainly appears to be, yes.
It's a part of that. And have you increased security at the synagogues? I mean, I imagine it's quite frightening.
It is, absolutely. From what I understand, each synagogue handles its own security. I know that security measures are already quite strict, and from what I'm hearing from synagogues, it's up to each individual one whether they want to increase their security or not.
Uh-huh. And what do you tell people in the community?
So what we're telling our community is that this is obviously an attempt to threaten, intimidate, and harass us during our holiday, and we will not have it. We will, and we encourage our supporters and Canadian Jews in general to continue living, Jewish lives the way you are. If you want to go to synagogue and pray, you 100% should, and you should not let this deter you or threaten you, absolutely, because that's exactly what the perpetrator or perpetrators want.
Okay. Daniel Corin, thank you so much for updating us, and I certainly hope we've seen the last of this.
You and me both, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, Libby.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, are you surprised that you go to a big grocery store and you've been ripped off? Well, Loblaw companies have admitted that they've been involved in price fixing on bread. We're going to talk about that when we return.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.